This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Okay, my name is Testimony.
Sorry?
My name is Testimony.
Testimony.
Yes, sir. Okay, so this question particularly is directed to Dr. Sheikh Farik Naq. During his lecture, he made mention of the solutions that Islam provides to the world. So now, my question is, sin is the particular problem that humanity has, and it is generalized. The same problem that a Nigerian has, which is sin, is the same problem that someone in Finland has, which is also sin. But then, if someone is poor, it's not everyone that is poor. So that's not the only problem. But in regards to God, the problem that we have is sin. But in life, in humanity, we have so many others. But particularly, this lecture is regarding man and God. So I want us to be particular about the sin we're regarding, which is sin. And then, sir, you made a statement earlier that if someone can show you from the scripture, where Jesus was referred to as God, you will...
He didn't say I said that.
Sir?
He didn't say that I said that.
No, yes, I made mention of you, sir. I beg your pardon. So you said that if anyone here can show you from the Bible where Jesus was referenced as God, you will receive Christianity.
You're quoting me half. I said anyone can show me a single unequivocal statement.
Okay, I beg your pardon,
sir. A single unambiguous statement.
Okay.
From anywhere in the Bible where Jesus Christ, peace be upon himself, says, I am God, or where he says, worship me, I am ready to accept Christianity. Now,
okay,
quote me,
sir.
Full, don't quote me half.
Oh, I'm so
if
sorry,
you, if
sir.
You quote me half, then...
No, so sorry, sir. I get you.
No, Malcolm.
Yes, in full. I was really intending to mention everything you just said in full. So now, my give now is that Jesus was not referenced as God. He's not referenced as God.
He's not referred to as
He's
God.
He's not referenced as God.
He's not referred,
referenced
as,
God. As Son of God.
Son of
God. He's referenced as the Son of God. And then, sir, from Matthew chapter 1.
Please, silence.
Silence.
Yes.
Sir, from Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, it's stated there that, and she shall give birth to a child, and
sorry,
thou shalt call...
Matthew chapter 1, verse 21.
21, sir.
Yeah, what does it say?
Yes, it says that, and she shall give birth to a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Okay, sir, and again, we have seen from John 3, verse 15, 16, 17, 18, I'm trying to paraphrase now, it said that, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. So now, the first criteria is to believe in his son for salvation. Okay, another reference, sir. I'm sorry, sir.
You're only giving three references.
I'm begging,
you want
sir.
To reply that? First, I'll reply to those three, then you can give the next one, please.
Okay, sir.
You have given three references. I'll come to my son's sin afterward. You said that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, he's not God, he's Son of God.
Yes, sir.
Sister, Bible has got sons of God by the tons. Adam was Son of God. Ephraim was Son of God. Israel was Son of God. Book of Romans, chapter number 8, verse number 34. All those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God.
Very true.
So Bible says anyone who follows God is Son of God. Even I'm Son of God, even you're daughter of God.
True.
So what's the problem? You are saying the Son of God came to take you away from sin. Every messenger of God is the Son of God. I have no problem. Moses was Son of God in that context. Adam was Son of God. Prophet Muhammad was a meaning godly person, meaning taking him to the message of God. Even Moses, peace be upon him, gave the message of God. The Bible says that. Even Prophet Muhammad gave the message of God. So what is the difference? I'm coming to it. So I quoted the first one, Son of God. I finish now. Your third one is Gospel of John. Mm-hmm. And the reference is?
3, verse 15, 16, 17,
18. It is only Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse number 16. Only 16.
No, sir. The explanation is in context.
I'll come to it.
You cannot
just
pick one and then...
You only quoted 16. You never went to 17.
Okay, sir. Probably you didn't hear me.
Gospel of John, chapter number 3, verse number 16 said, for God so... I'm giving verbatim now. Verbatim from King James Version.
Yes.
Verbatim means, you know what is the meaning of verbatim?
Yes, I know, sir.
What two word? From which version?
From King James.
Because there are 1,000 versions in the Bible. New International, New World Translation, Pentecostal, American Standard Version. I'm quoting from King James Version, which is more than 50% of the Christians follow. So Gospel of John, chapter number 3, verse number 16, say, for God so loved the world. Because the Christians say, no. Jesus is a normal son. And they quote Gospel of John, chapter number 3, verse number 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, begotten, not made. So that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, whosoever believeth in him shall not die but everlasting life. Now, what is the meaning of the word begotten? Sister, do you know the translation of the English word begotten?
Gotten from somebody.
What is the word meaning of the English word begotten? You said the word. I'm asking you the meaning.
It means gotten from something. Begotten.
Oh, really? Wow, your English is very good. Begotten means it's a lower animal function of sex. Begetting is an animal act. You open Oxford Dictionary. Begetting is an animal act. That means you have sex and then you beget a son. You open English, you know English? Open Oxford Dictionary.
Okay, sorry, sir.
That's the reason we object. We object to this word begotten given to God. So what to do? So if you read the Revised Standard Version of the King James Version, revised by 32 scholars of the highest eminence, backed by 50 corporate denominations, they say this word begotten is an interpolation, is a fabrication, is a concoction, and they threw it out of the Bible. You don't know this?
Okay,
who
sir.
Threw it? Not Muslim scholars, not Hindu scholars, Christian scholars, 32 Christian scholars of the highest eminence, backed by 50 different cooperating denominations. You read the RSV, the Revised Standard Version. They say this word begotten is an interpolation. It's a fabrication. It is not there in the original manuscript. So the word she's clinging to so much has been thrown out of the Bible.
Okay, sir. If
okay, so what?
Okay, sir.
That
if
means,
this is your
that
opinion,
means, that means,
I have another passage in the Bible
let
that can
complete.
Explain what I just said.
I'm talking about the scholars of Christianity, doctors of divinity, not about you. Are you better than the doctors of divinity? These are top scholars of the world, of the Bible. So we go back to the original Romans, chapter number 8, verse number 38, that whosoever is led by the Spirit of God, he's a son of God. So if you say Jesus is son of God, of course he's son of God. He's a messenger of God. We have no objection in that. But don't say the begotten son of God. You cannot give this function to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can't give function to Almighty God. You cannot say that he's like an animal, begetting, having sex. So that's the reason these scholars, who God gave them knowledge, they did research and they found out this was in the side footnotes. And it came into the text. So they threw it out of the Bible as a concoction, as a fabrication, as an interpolation. So if you read the revised version of the Bible, it's not there.
Okay.
It's been thrown out. So one word you're clinging to.
Okay, sir.
For God so loved the world is thrown out. Anyway, this verse doesn't say that Jesus claimed divinity.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't qualify my challenge. Unequivocal statement from the Bible where Jesus Christ, peace be upon himself, said, I am God, a voice is worship me. You haven't taken the challenge yet.
Okay,
I have to yet answer the first question of my son.
Thank you, sir.
You're asking 3-4 questions. You have to ask one question at a time.
Oh, I beg your pardon, sir.
You're just firing question. You listen to the answer.
Okay,
so
sir.
First you have to agree that what verses you quoted now is a fabrication of the Bible. So you should agree this cannot prove he's God. You have to agree.
Okay, sir.
No, first, do you agree or not?
No,
if
I
you don't
agree.
Agree, it's a waste of my time. I am banging my head against a brick wall.
Sir, I beg your pardon.
If you can't understand English, it is 32 Christian scholars. You say, okay, doctor, I will go and do research. Okay, no problem. Say that at least. Be like a good woman, a truthful lady. Don't be like a person who wants to. I'm quoting you from my God-given computer. Correct? So say, Dr. Zakir, okay, I will go and verify your claim. No problem. Be at least truthful in saying that rather than hiding behind something. Coming to your first question. You told about my son.
Yes, sir.
Solution to the problems of humanity. Sin is a universal problem, your sister said. I told you sin is not universal. Again, you're repeating. According to us, every child is sinless.
Okay, sir, but because it's in the scripture that for all man has sinned and fallen short of
glory. And he gave the solution to sin also. You didn't listen.
That's the problem of humanity.
The solution to sin is following the Quran. The solution to the sin is following the Quran. If you did not listen to the talk, what can I do? Therefore, I told you, you go on the YouTube, Google Sheikh Farik Naik. Is
sir,
Islam the solution? Let me complete the answer.
Okay.
You are telling something?
Yes,
it's okay. We have taken much from you.
So,
I think he has answered
your first question
of your
is, sin is there, yes. But everyone is not sinless. Everyone is not sinful. There are many people who are sinless. It's a big problem, we agree. What is the solution? Follow the Quran. It is the devil which inspires you to kill any other human being. That's how terrorism comes. It's the devil which inspires you to rob. All these are parts of sin. If you haven't heard his lecture, what can I do? These are types of different sins.
Okay,
and
sir.
The solution is following the Quran. You only want to say sin is, Adam ate the apple and Eve ate the apple. We are born in sin. You are misquoting the Quran. Sorry, the Bible. You are misquoting the Bible. You don't know this is the teaching of the church. I am here to talk about the Bible, not about the church. If the church is misguiding you, and if you get misguided,
sir,
you are to blame, not me.
Sir, I beg your pardon, sir. Okay,
sorry.
Sir, I beg your pardon, but that's just the reality. I am so convinced about it, and I have a lot of proof. So many scriptures, over 20, I can show.
You are convinced with wrong things.
This
is not my problem.
But
if you are convinced with things which are wrong, it is your problem.
Okay,
I don't want to get convinced with wrong things.
Okay,
that's
sir.
The difference between you and me.
Okay, sir, there's a statement you made earlier. You said that you're more Christian than we, the Christians. And it's
you're misquoting me again. If Christian means following the teachings of Jesus, there's a caveat. You know what's the caveat? There is a rule. If Christian means following the teachings of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, then we Muslims are more Christian than the Christian themselves. Complete.
Thank you, sir.
Don't give half the quotation, please.
Okay, sir.
If you
I'm
can't
so
remember,
sorry.
Say sorry.
Okay, I'm so sorry, sir. So,
yes.
Sir,
it's okay. It's okay,
is,
sister.
Sorry,
we have taken much from you. No, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Please put up the mic. Put up. It's okay. It's okay. He has had you more and then he has taken much.
Okay, fine. This is the last question. Let's give her a chance. She's
sir.
Already had three questions. We are very generous. We want to even...
So please, last question.
We
and
don't want to get stuck.
Too.
Ask one last question. If I'm more Christian than the Christian, then...
Yes, thank you so much, sir. Sir,
most welcome.
So, sir, you said also that... I pray I don't misquote you this time around. You said that you believe in Jesus. You believe that he was sent... by God and all. Okay, but the problem is that is not all it takes for salvation. That is not all it takes for redemption. It takes believing the full gospel of Christ, which is gotten for 1 Corinthians 15.
Sorry, sir, I can't hear you. Slowly.
Okay, you said that you believe in Jesus and you believe that he was sent by God.
I follow the true teachings of Jesus.
Okay, sir. So now I'm saying that is not a criteria for someone to be a Christian or to become a more Christian than we are already believers.
Oh, following the
believers.
True teachings of Jesus is not the criteria.
Sir,
this is the basic criteria. Christian means a person who follows Christ.
Done.
The basic number one criteria, if I say Muslim, I submit my will to God. If I say Christian, I'm following the teachings of Jesus. If this is not the main criteria, then I'm sorry. I'm happy being.
Sir.
If Christian doesn't mean following the...
No,
do you want to follow the teachings of the devil?
No, sir.
That's what you're doing.
I'm not done, sir.
Why are you saying that following the teachings of Jesus is not the main criteria?
Sir, that's what you said, and I'm trying to prove that is not correct.
That
it's
is correct. That is main.
Because to be a follower of God, to be a believer, is to believe in the full gospel. According to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1 to 4, it talks
but
about...
According to... I can't listen.
1 Corinthians 15, verse 1 to 4, it talks about the gospel of Christ. And what's the gospel of
is
Christ?
Is the 1 Corinthians the words of Jesus Christ, peace be not the word of Paul? Corinthian is not the teachings of Jesus.
Corinthian
is the word of Paul. We are talking about word of Jesus, peace be upon him. Do you know Corinthians was not written by Jesus Christ, peace be upon him? Corinthians was written by St. Paul. So are you talking about Paul or are you talking about Jesus? Do you know your Bible very well?
Yes, sir, I do know my Bible.
Who's the author? Who's the author of Corinthians? Who is the author of Corinthians?
Sir, Paul is the author of Corinthians.
Can I? It's not Jesus.
Sir,
and Paul was not even a disciple of Jesus.
There was no scripture that Jesus wrote.
Paul is a self-appointed disciple.
He's
not even the disciple of Jesus.
Okay,
peace
sir,
be upon
I beg your pardon. Let me explain, sir. I have explanations.
I don't want to explain. I know the Bible very well. I don't want to learn from you.
Sir,
it's okay. It's okay, sister.
Can we have the next question, please?
Thank you.
Can we have the next question?